So the Halakha Mishnah Vayta Masechlus Menachas Perik Yud Mishnah Vav Ha'Omer Haya Matir B'Medina. The Omer was Matir, the new Tvua B'Medina for areas outside of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, for a regular person to eat it. U'Shteilechem, the Shteilechem brought on Shvuas B'Migdash. That was Matir, the new Tvua, to be used for Hegdish. So the Mishnah Vayta, Ein Mevin, they would not bring in the Beis HaMikdash any new Tvua for Menachas or Ubikurim. Or Minchas Behema, that's the Minchas Nesachim that comes along with the carbon Behema, Kaidim L'Aimer, before the Aimer. Wait a second, you just told me it can't even be brought before the Shteilechem HaShvuas. The Aimer is on Pesach. And the answer is patience. You can't bring it before the Aimer, but V'im, if a person was over the Hevi, and he did bring from the Nutfua in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Takapas. But once they were Makar of the Aimer, if we brought it Kaidim L'Shteilechem, even though Lo Yavi wasn't supposed to do it, supposed to wait for the Shteilechem to use the new Tfu of that year in the Beis HaMikdash, but over here we say, if he does bring it, kosher, it is kosher. So again, just like the new Tfu can't be eaten before your makar of the Omer, you can't be makar of it on the Mizbeach. Gemara dashes that from a pasuk. Anything that's not mutter lachila can't go up on the Mizbeach. And if you bring it before the Omer, it's pasul. If you bring it before the Shteilechem, you did the wrong thing. You're not supposed to use the new Tfu of that year until after they bring the Shteilechem on Shavuos. But if he does bring it, Bidi Eved, it is kosher. By the way, in regard to the Bikurim, even though they're not put up on the Mizbeach, but they're considered like a carbon, whatever would be possible for a carbon would be possible for Bikurim.